To Russia now, and it appears Vladimir Putin is attempting to tighten his grip on power. In a move that shocked Kremlin observers, the entire Russian government has resigned after Mr. Putin proposed changes to the constitution. Analysts believe those changes would see him still in control of the government even after his final presidential term ends in 2024. David Sparks has more.
It's not often that a nation's president moves to curtail the powers of his own office. But that's what Russia's Vladimir Putin aims to do, though the changes won't take effect until after he steps down from the job in 2024. He says he simply wants to make sure the constitution is suited to modern times.
Of course, you cannot help but agree with those that say the constitution was adopted over a quarter of a century ago already, during a serious domestic political crisis. The state of affairs since then has changed drastically.
Vladimir Putin's proposed changes would reduce the power of the president and boost the powers held by the prime minister and other senior figures. Skeptics believe he's trying to ensure that when his current term ends, he can maintain control over the country. And while the constitutional changes must be put to a national vote, Russia's Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev and his entire cabinet resigned within hours of the surprise announcement in a show of support for the president.
It is obvious that we, as the government of the Russian Federation, should provide the president of our country with the opportunity to make all the necessary decisions for this.
On the surface, these changes could make Russia more democratic in that they decentralise power away from the president. But no one believes this proposal is a sign of Vladimir Putin relinquishing control. There's already speculation Vladimir Putin has plans to step into the strengthened prime minister's role himself to maintain his control over the Russian government. Teresa Fallon is director of the Centre for Russia, Europe, Asia Studies in Brussels.
You know, he's a Soviet man. He's a KGB guy who's running Russia, and he spends a lot of time with Xi Jinping. And I think there's almost an echo effect going on because Xi Jinping also changed the rules of the game. I suspect he's setting the groundwork for him to stay in power longer.
Russia analyst Mark Galiotis told the BBC President Putin has made this latest move with three priorities in mind.
What he's going to do is weaken the position of the presidency so that he can in a way hand that to a successor without having to worry so much. Second, he's going to put more power in the hands of the prime minister, but also in the hands of a new state council, with many people thinking that Putin's lining that to be his landing pad. And the third thing he needs to do is to find a successor.
It's unclear who that successor will be, but analysts say it's unlikely to be Dmitry Medvedev. Meanwhile, Mr. Medvedev will now become deputy head of the Presidential Security Council, but the new purpose of that body remains unclear. Mark Galiotti believes Vladimir Putin might pass up on the prime minister's job, preferring instead a controlling role in the strengthened Security Council.
What it's likely to be is exactly some kind of super body, the head of which would be some kind of father of the nation type figure.
I actually think Putin would probably like to spend much less time in the affairs of government and much more time just kind of enjoying his billions that he's filched. But one way or another, he still needs to feel like he's got his hands on the controls.
That's Professor Stephen Fish at the University of California. He believes President Putin is looking to shore up support from the Russian elites who have flourished during his leadership of the country.
All these elite bargains that Putin has presided over, all this extra money from oil that goes to all his cronies and all his allies in this system, that whole system could be kind of thrown into doubt if Putin's out. And so Putin, in order to stabilize the system, and of course in order to guarantee his perpetuation in power if he decides to stay, wants to at least create the impression that he is in charge, and he's going to be in charge as long as he wants to be.
Professor Stephen Fish at the University of California, David Sparks reporting.